not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhood, along with Johnny. Tonight, it's a discussion about travel, yet again, which during this time of unease with travel and figuring out if it's the right thing to do right now. On one hand, people are saying that you should take caution, which that's understandable. On the other hand, there's also countries that are lifting restrictions, and the U.S. is still technically hasn't had a travel ban. Technically, the U.S. hasn't had one. So, but then on the one aspect, they're saying if you have underlying health conditions, do not travel if you don't want to be put at risk, which is all a matter of perspective too, and how safe, and it's personal choice at this rate. You can't just, and everyone wants to be somewhere for the holidays, let alone travel to different destinations too and live life, because even with any requirements, it's definitely going to be key to have some semblance of normalcy, which is pretty big too. How do you feel about this? Two aspects of that are going on with travel, which affects everyone across the board.
Yeah.
It's not
like cases
just
are like rising right now.
Yeah, they are. And I think that's because people aren't following the rules. A lot of people I see do not want to wear masks, which is unfortunate when you should be wearing a mask when you go into public places. If places are saying masks, that you won't be allowed to enter the establishment without a mask, no entry, then you should follow those rules, because you literally are, for you, it's for everyone who you might be in contact with, which is a pretty big deal.
And it's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And just like with travel, whatever comes out with travel, for the holidays or in general, you follow those requirements or else no fly or no travel if you don't follow those rules, which
exactly.
Is a pretty big deal. And we're not trying to fear monger, but there's a biggest deal about trying to actually fly or doing things at your own comfort level, because you don't know what could be going on too.
It's like you don't know what's out there.
Mm-hmm. Or who you might be going in contact with. I think a lot of people are fearful of traveling, which is understandable. But it's also companies have to step up too, because a lot of things, you don't know who you could be going in contact with. And if, say, you go to a large event, wear a mask if you have to be in close quarters with people, because I know I'll be doing that.
I know, I will be, and I am right now.
Same
when I go
here.
Out, like,
same here. I think masks are going to be around for a very long time, and I'm A-okay with that, especially knowing that this is a very serious matter, and let alone this is something that can be, things could actually get better. And cases could go down as long as everyone does their part, which is a huge deal.
I mean, they were going down, but now
mm-hmm.
they seem to be in like the V shape.
Mm-hmm.
Going back up the other way.
Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be settling down, not going back up.
Yeah.
I think with travel, I would say take caution, take proper precautions, let alone have the chance to be very, and that goes for even traveling abroad. Follow those countries' rules. Do what is needed. Because I know there are certain countries that the U.S. citizens have to basically quarantine there when they get there, which is, I have to say, is a pretty good thing before they go and do what they need to do before you go to your destination, which is a big deal because guess what? You can't not follow a certain country's rules either. If you have to quarantine when you get there, you quarantine when you get there. Because that's the rules. And it's all a matter of doing your part, because guess what? This is going to be around for a long time, or for the foreseeable future. And even with cruising, cruises are going to have to do their part to make sure everyone comes off those cruises without getting sick either. So it's a big deal. Let alone having the ability to travel safely to all destinations across the world. And I would hope to look back at these broadcasts about this uncertain times as a marker of what was, instead of looking at it as, oh, we should have, could have, would have done better. Let's have these broadcasts be some, and episodes be something of hope. Because if everyone does their part, no matter where you are in the world, a lot of things could get done better. And I think it's a big deal when everyone wants the same thing, to be able to have some semblance of normalcy back. Because it's needed. And experts are trying to say, at least for traveling for the holidays, that people should skip it altogether, reduce the holiday travel, which is true. Or if you're anxious or you're vulnerable, which is coming from a Fleet Street Clinic doctor in London, they're saying probably not. If you are anxious or vulnerable, travel medicine specialist director said probably not. It isn't a good thing. Which this is all found on CNN. Which CNN put out a great article, which we'll link in our show notes as well, because guess what? This is something that needs to be put out there, because guess what? You can't, you need to be aware of your surroundings. You can't just ignore rules and regulations, let alone the fact that there's issues that clearly are coming up that needs to be discussed too, like safety protocols and traveling of all kinds of to any place.
Yeah, I'm feeling in the next few weeks it's going to get real bad.
Yeah. And
we don't want to have like COVID and the flu like going at the same time. That would be
no. No. And at this point in time, just do it. Take your time. Realize that there's countries out there that have this under control. We could be one of those countries as well if we all work together and not just ignore what's going on. And on that note, we'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Hopefully with some better news.
Yes. Great.
But there is hope. There is hope.
Great. Tonight's news isn't bad. It's just, it's all about
it is what it
what,
is.
It is what it is, and it's all a matter of perspective, too. When everyone wants to travel and have some sense of normalcy, well, Australia is stepping up. A lot of places are stepping up and trying to make it where countries actually don't have to quarantine, but yet U.S. isn't there yet. Great. We don't technically have a travel ban, which is great, but it's also a matter of how safe do you feel of traveling, too. And the comfort levels. And
the comfort levels go up, like, even from, like, state to state.
Yeah.
Even county by county.
Yeah. Or country by country, because there could be people who want to travel to the U.S. but don't feel comfortable enough. But it really depends on which part of the U.S. you want to travel to. Because Pennsylvania has been going down. I think there's... The reason why it's going up is people just don't want to follow the rules.
It seems we're kind of back where we were before, like months ago.
Mm-hmm. I think people are getting used to what's going on, and they feel that it's the normal. It's okay. Well, guess what? On that note, we're going to end on a better note and say it's all up to you the person listening, how safe you feel about traveling
like
or doing different activities. Yes. And on that note, we'll be back Monday, same time, same place, and it's going to be a different spin about Halloween. Is it canceled? Is it not canceled? Or how is Halloween going to look when everyone wants to have a special? Everyone wants to have to go out and celebrate for Halloween. Let's see how this year's Halloween looks, too, and have a different perspective on that. So taking some time, and take some time, enjoy your week, and on that note, bye.
Good day, everybody.
Bye.